Thanks for downloading and listening to Marlins Daily Rewind. Be on the lookout this afternoon for Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. The best audio the Marlins Radio Network has to offer from inside the Marlins clubhouse and radio highlights from four wins in the past week. If there's one common thread in this Philadelphia team, it's that they're quite pesky and they won't go away in the late innings. The Marlins learned that again yesterday as the Phillies put up runs in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings. For the full rewind of the Sunday afternoon game, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the second game in a row, the Marlins let one get away late. They lose 2 out of 3 on the weekend of the Phillies. Our Mother's Day final, Philadelphia 6 and Miami 5. Justin Nicolino and Aaron Nola were the starters this afternoon. Nola came in having not allowed a run in his last 20 innings of work. Nicolino had won his first two starts of this season. He was 4-0 in his last four starts going back to last year. And this game stayed scoreless into the bottom of the fourth when the Marlins bats came alive against Nola. They'd had just one hit, only one base runner through the first three innings. But in the fourth, back-to-back singles by Prado and Yelich got things started. The Marlins had men at the corners for Justin Bour. 1-0 to Bour. That's a breaking ball. Hammered in right field for a base hit. Prado's in, and it's 1-0 Marlins. Yelich holds at second base. Justin Bour with his 14th run batted in. Three straight hits to begin the fourth. Well, Marcelo Ozuna would strike out for the first out, but with two men on, a chance for Derek Dietrich. The 1-1 now to Dietrich, and Derek drives one toward the gap in right center field. Bour just goes back, won't get it, bounces on the track, up and over the wall. It's a ground rule double. That's a bad break for the Marlins. It's going to cost him a run. So Yelich scores. Bour crossed the plate, but they're going to send him back to third base. Yeah, Bohr's back in the dugout getting high fives right now, only now realizing he's going to be sent back to third base. It's a double for Dietrich, and the Marlins lead it 2-0. But Bour would score eventually. JT Realmuto made sure of that. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball on the ground is short. Up of the Galvis. Only play will be to first base. JT is out. But Bohr's in to score. And Miami opens up a 3-0 lead in the fourth. And Justin Nicolino made that three-run cushion stand up until the sixth inning. The inning began with a Cesar Hernandez bunt single. After Michael Franco flew out to left, Cameron Rupp single, putting men at first and second. Then Darren Ruff a base hit, and the Phillies had the bases loaded with one out for Freddy Galvis.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the backhand. Echevarria has it, goes to Dietrich, throws it over his head and down the right field line. One run is home. Another run is home. They'll get two on that play. So just like that, a one-run ball game.
3-2 was the score. Men at second and third for Tyler Goodell.
The pitch. Swing and a ground ball. This is to Etch. He has it. He throws on to first base. The run scores. And this game's tied at 3.
And both starters will be done after 6 innings in which they allowed 3 runs. For Justin Nicolino, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. 80 pitches, 50 strikes. For the Phillies, Aaron Nola, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. He walked 1, struck out 5, threw a wild pitch. 93 pitches and 59 strikes. Nephi Ogando, former Philly, came out of the bullpen for Miami in the 7th, trying to keep it a 3-3 game. He got the first man, Peter Borges, to bounce to first base, but then Odubel Herrera singled, and he stole second base. So the Phillies had a man in scoring position for Cesar Hernandez. 2-1 pitch, Hernandez breaks his bat, rolls one wide of first, Borges got it to the pitcher, covering. What a play by Ogando. They get the out at first base, and now coming home and scoring Herrera, the Phillies take the lead 4-3. Nephi Ogando got tangled up, crossing that bag at first base with Hernandez. He went to the ground, and Herrera took advantage of that, coming around to score from second base on the ground out. So an RBI for Cesar Hernandez in Philadelphia. Had the lead for the first time, 4-3. Andrew Bailey came on to pitch the bottom of the 7th. He could not maintain that lead with one out. He faced pinch hitter Chris Johnson. There's a drive deep to left off Johnson's bat. Toward the corner, down the line, and fair home run! The Marlins tie it on a pinch hit home run from Chris Johnson. Johnson's first home run as a Marlin, his second career pinch hit home run. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Miami tied the score, but the Marlins weren't done in that 7th inning. After the home run from Johnson, back-to-back hits, Ichiro and Martin Prado. Marlins had 2 on with 1 out. At that point, Bailey lifted. They went to Hector Neris, their primary setup man, and he walked the first man, Christian Yelich, and loaded the bases for Justin Bour. Seventh inning in a 4-4 tie. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Right center field. Borges racing back. He'll get there. He makes the catch. Tagging Ichiro coming home. And the Marlins have the lead on a Borsak fly. So back and forth we go, but the Marlins are feeling pretty good at that point, having scored twice in the seventh. They took a 5-4 lead into the eighth, and they had things set up with David Phelps, who had allowed two runs all year, ready for that eighth inning. Things started well enough. He struck out Cameron Rupp, but then he walked pinch hitter Ryan Howard. Emmanuel Burris ran at first base. Freddie Galvis a fly ball to center for the second out, so the Marlins had that 5-4 lead, two outs with a man at first base. And the rookie left fielder, Tyler Goodell, at the plate for the Phils. The 1-1 to Goodell. Drive out toward right center. Going to get down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the track where it's picked up by Ichiro. Around third, Burris coming home with a tying run. The relay throw won't be in time. And the Phillies have evened the score at 5. But they weren't done because Goodell was in scoring position for Andres Blanco. The 0-1, there's a drive out toward right center. Ichiro back, and it's over his head. The Phillies have the lead. In to score Goodell. Blanco's got a double. The Phillies have scored twice in the eighth to go on top 6-5. David Phelps hadn't allowed a run since he gave up his only two of the season against the Braves on April 15th. About 3 weeks later, he gives up two in the eighth today. A blown save, and Phelps at that point sitting on the loss with the Marlins trailing 6-5, but they had two more cracks at it. Hector Neris stayed out there for the eighth inning. He got Rojas, Realmuto, and Echeverria in order. Then in the ninth, the Marlins faced Genmar Gomez. Chris Johns took a called third strike for the first out. Giancarlo, who didn't get the start today, pinch hit for Ichiro. One swing could tie the ball game, but Stanton went down on strikes against Gomez for the second out. Martin Prado then an infield hit. He went 4-for-5 today. So Marlins had the tying man on with two outs in the ninth, but Christian Yelich flew out to Goodell and left, and that's how this one ends. The Phillies win it 6-5. For Philadelphia, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error. They strand 7. Hector Neris, the winner in relief, 1-1. David Phelps, the loser, 2-2. Genmar Gomez, his second save in as many days, his 11th of the season. Time of the game was 3 hours, 10 minutes. And 19,625 were here to see it on Mother's Day. So the Phillies take the series, 2 games out of 3. They improved to 18-14 on the season. They're now 10-9 on the road. The Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 16-14. They've now lost back-to-back games after winning 11-12. Miami drops to 6-9 here at Marlins Park.
It's a pleasure to wish everybody a happy Jose Day as Fernandez takes the mound against Milwaukee tonight at 7:10. Though we've yet to see that signature dominant Jose Fernandez performance, he still has 3 wins to 2 losses and leads the league with an average over 12.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. Catch the fish for Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck presented by Geico at 6:40 this evening. Best way to do your homework for this upcoming Brewers series is by listening to Marlins Rewind The Week in Review. It'll be on marlins.com/podcasts later this afternoon. Get inside the Marlins clubhouse with the Marlins Radio Network.